Lost in Translation, the new film by Sofia Coppola, is the story of an American actor, played by Bill Murray, who travels to Japan to make a commercial for a Japanese whiskey. The American doesn't speak a word of the language, nor does he know much about Japanese culture. NPR's Setsuko Sato is a Japanese-American who knows quite a bit about both cultures. She says her reaction to the film is different from that of most of her American friends.
Since the movie Lost in Translation came out, I've had many people ask me whether I was offended by the film's portrayal of the Japanese. As one acquaintance put it, after all, they're hilariously ridiculed for being completely baffling to the Westerner. I must say I was a bit surprised. First of all, it did not occur to me to be offended by this narrow view of Japan. Second of all, being someone who speaks and understands a language, I actually had the opposite impression. If anything, I felt that it was the Japanese who were a bit amused with the ignorant American, played by Bill Murray. A good example is a scene where the Murray character needs to take direction in a Suntory whiskey commercial, for which he has been paid a lot of money. He's faced with a Japanese director who doesn't speak English at all, and a translator who, for whatever reason, barely translates.
For relaxing times, make it Suntory time.
Katto, 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 katto! 時間がないんだよ。ね、パッションが、カメラ、テンション上げて。
With intensity.
Is that everything? I mean, it seemed like he said more than that.
In fact, the Japanese director and his photographer know a lot about American culture. They knew to use references like bogi, shinatora, ratopakku to invoke the cool and in-crowd attitude they wanted for the shot. It's just their pronunciation isn't very good. Translation, bogi, Sinatra, and Rat Pack. The director explains in detail how he wants Bill Murray to salute the audience with the whiskey, the way Bogey would in Casablanca, but this never gets translated. I remember thinking, wow, that would be useful to know. In another scene, the Bill Murray character conducts an animated faux conversation with an elderly Japanese man. The man knows that this American doesn't understand a word he's saying, but he's polite. He humors him. That's because foreigners are treated like honored guests in Japan. But honored guests who know nothing about the complexities and hierarchy of Japanese culture. For someone like me who looks and speaks Japanese, I'm expected to know better. I can easily get in trouble for inadvertently insulting another Japanese person by using the wrong phrase, terminology, or honorific. Foreigners get off scot-free. They are children who just don't know any better. Maybe that's why I wasn't offended. For me, the film Lost in Translation wasn't about Japan or Japanese culture, but about the emotional state of the main characters. They were both at a crossroads. Being in a foreign country merely intensified the experience. In fact, filmmaker Sofia Coppola helped make the experience more real for the audience by sometimes leaving them in the dark without subtitles. Given the same lack of information, the audience couldn't help but sympathize with the Bill Murray character's alienation. Perhaps it takes someone like me, who needs no translation, to appreciate the real power of the film, communicating that sense of being lost in a way that transcends language.
Setsuko Sato is an associate editor with NPR's Talk of the Nation.